Just before we get underway tonight, I wanted to make an acknowledgement about the land that we're meeting on today, the land of the Wurundjeri people, and that the Refugee Action Collective acknowledges that the land that we are meeting on is has never been ceded, and that the struggle for land rights continues today, and we stand in solidarity with the people, Aboriginal people across Australia today, fighting for their rights, as well, very recently in WA with the closure of Aboriginal communities in particular. I'd also just like to make an apology on behalf of Nathan. He was supposed to speak tonight from the Australian Human Rights Law Council, but unfortunately he had an urgent matter come up and he's unable to speak. He did try and find a replacement, but unfortunately he was unable to find someone. We have another speaker from the Refugee Action Collective who is equally up to task in terms of describing a lot of what's been happening in terms of Nauru and Manus Island, Margaret. So we'll proceed on that basis. Just a few comments about the Border Force Act, which is why we're obviously here tonight. The law is extraordinary in terms of the kind of power that the government is using to cover up abuses inside the detention system, offshore and onshore. I'd also like to acknowledge that this week we timed this forum in particular because of, I guess, marking the anniversary of the death of Hamid Kazahi, who was a refugee on Manus Island who died as a result of not receiving medical treatment on that island for a foot, cut to his foot. Almost a year ago now. So obviously what's happening in detention is the very premise for what the government is doing today in terms of this draconian legislation and intimidation and threats. So the Act came in July, 1st of July, and it was supported by parliamentary Labor as well. It carries a threat of a two-year jail sentence for any worker who blows the whistle on conditions in detention. The power is also very wide-reaching in terms of it is supposed to apply potentially to workers offshore as well as in onshore detention in the various states in Australia, and particularly for those workers who are working for the Department of Immigration. Some of the things that the law is designed to outlaw is activities such as making recordings and notes of any kind from what people witness and have experienced as well in their vocation and work in detention. So that's a very serious element of why we're meeting tonight. There's another aspect of the Border Force, obviously we saw last week with the paramilitary group that essentially is a key component of the department, which is essentially an extension of Operation Sovereign Borders. So last week, the Abbott government announced that it was going to send officials to check papers of people in Melbourne and the city, and the outrage and protest really forced the government to back down, and we can take a lot of heart from that sentiment that was displayed last weekend. But I think we also need to be very aware that even today, the government, well, it came to light in the media that the government was had trained, essentially was preparing to train 6,000 people as part of the Border Force to be armed and willing to go in terms of doing the same kinds of activity that we saw last weekend. So the fight is not over. Abbott is unrelenting, and we're definitely going to have to step up the pressure to really nail some blows against what's been happening. As well as that, obviously, what we're going to hear a lot about tonight is the way, with absolute impunity, that they have been behaving in terms of the really systemic conditions of abuse in detention. And that's why we're going to have, I'd like to introduce Christine Cummins. She is a nurse, or trauma counsellor as well, has been on Christmas Island for the last 5 years, and she has seen firsthand a lot of the horrors that we hear a lot about in the media. And she's going to speak for about 10 minutes or so about what she's seen. She's also initiated a petition that has the support of the Australian Education Union and the Nurses Federation, opposing for the repeal of this legislation as well. We're then going to hear from Christine Craik, who's a social worker who has been following what's been happening with the Border Force legislation, as well as has worked in detention onshore here. And lastly, we'll obviously hear from Margaret, who I introduced before. So I'd just like to introduce Christine.
Thank you.